China clamps down on online news with new security rules. China is tightening rules for online news as censors try to control a flood of information spread through instant messaging apps, blogs, and other media sources that are proliferating across the country. The rules announced May 2nd will require online publishers to attain government licenses and block foreign or private companies from investing in online news services or directly disseminating news. Chinese news outlets will have to undergo a security review before working with foreign companies, according to a statement from the Cyberspace Administration of China, CAC, China's internet regulator, which takes effect June 1st. The move follows a crackdown on dissent under Communist Party leader President Xi Jinping that has led to tighter controls on what can be published online. With the latest rules, the government will require internet companies to censor what their customers see or risk losing their right to distribute news, Chinese media expert Kuo Mu said. This is aimed at companies rather than individual users, he said. It's not only to ideologically control information, but also to control the source of the information. There are more than 700 million internet users in China. Authorities have long sought to block materials considered subversive by erasing objectionable items off news sites and microblogs. China is notorious for its tight grip on internet online content. It put in place a censorship firewall, commonly known as the Great Firewall, which blocks popular sites such as Google, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and Wikipedia, leaving Chinese internet users only with Chinese duplicates of the services such as Baidu and Weibo. The mainland is also set to release its version of Wikipedia in 2018. Today, the country ranks 5th from the bottom on the World Press Freedom Index, as compiled by Reporters Without Borders. Many internet users in China regularly find a way around that system by using virtual private networks, or VPNs. Those offer encrypted connections intended to thwart censorship and allow access to banned sites. The new rules adopt a more proactive approach, placing restrictions on news sites, ownership, and funding, and targeting companies or individuals that violate them. News services will face penalties such as criminal prosecution if they fail to persist in serving socialism, promote a benign online culture, and safeguard the national interest. Kuo said three of China's biggest internet companies, Baidu, Tencent, and NetEase, could be affected. Each provides access to news, Baidu via its popular search platform, Tencent through the WeChat messaging app, and NetEase through its mobile news app. Numerous smaller news providers that use the larger companies' platforms would also fall under the new rules, Kuo says. The rules target Chinese internet services and seem unlikely to affect foreign news organizations and websites based overseas, many of which are already blocked in China. How much information gets filtered out will be determined by how forceful agencies, including the Cybersecurity Administration, enforce the new rules, said Zhang Jiang, with the Department of International Journalism and Communication at Beijing Foreign Studies University. The official communist government's Xinhua News Agency characterized the rules as a security measure, intended in part to protect the privacy of users.